Third point here is actually the covenant. And we didn't read it, but there's something very unusual that happens that I want to add on to all these details. It's building a theme here in Genesis chapter 15. The way a covenant works, and this happens after verse 7. The way a covenant works, or an agreement, is that both parties agree to do certain things, all right? And that's the way it works today. I'm going to get this car. I'll pay you a certain amount of money. And both sides kind of agree on what they're going to do. That's the way it works in Abraham's time. That's the way covenants worked. Here were the five steps in which covenants or agreements operated during the time of Abraham and with the Jews. Number one, you'd go and find a ram or a goat, some sort of animal. Number two, this is a little gory here, but this is what they did. I'm just sharing. Don't hold it against me. You would cut the animal in half. Number three, you would put one half of the animal on one side, one half of the animal on the other side, and you'd create an aisle down the middle. That was the third step. And then the fourth thing, both parties that were in the agreement would go on one side. One would go on half of the animal. The other would go on the other half, and they would state how they would uphold their end of the bargain. And then the fifth thing that you'd do is that both parties would walk down that aisle in between the two animals, and they'd say something like this: "May I become like this animal if I do not uphold my end of the bargain?" Ooh, that's what they did. That's the way covenants worked during Abraham's time. Now check this out. We didn't read it today. Something crazy happens in God's covenant with Abraham. The only detail Genesis 15 says is that a smoking fire pot, all four steps occur except the fifth. A smoking fire pot comes and goes down the aisle in between the two sacrifices, and then the story ends. That's it. The smoking fire pot is a symbol of God's presence. So God went down the aisle. Abraham never went down the aisle between the two sacrifices. Why is that? Here's why. God wanted Abraham to know this. Abraham, if you don't live up to your end of the bargain, Abraham, if you fail, I will still be faithful to you. Even if you fail, Abraham, and what you're telling me, I will be faithful to you. What a powerful message that was for Abraham. And as Abraham walked along his life and he got into some troubled situations, he could pull out that remote control and go back to this covenant, Genesis 15, and realize, man, I messed up. I failed. I sinned. But he could always count on this. God promised that even though Abraham would fail, God would be faithful to Abraham. Now we fast forward to our gospel text this morning that Vicar Dollar read, and it's Jesus says these words: "Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will wear." This text from Luke 12, where Jesus speaks here. Now, if anyone should be anxious or really upset in life, do you know who it should be? It should be Abraham. Think about these things that happened in his life. He wandered aimlessly south, and he didn't know anyone around him. That can cause anxiety and some trepidation. Maybe you can relate this morning today to that. Maybe you're wandering around because of a choice that you made or a sin that you committed, and you're wandering and you're living with that anxiety as Abraham probably did. Here's something else that happened to Abraham. Abraham faced some mighty powerful people that were opposed to him. Abimelech, Genesis chapter 20. He was a king, and Abraham must have felt hopeless. Maybe you can relate to that. Maybe there's someone very difficult in your life or in your family situation that can make you feel like you're hopeless or things are difficult for you. Here's another thing that happened with Abraham. Abraham had the one thing that he loved the most, his son Isaac. And he was asked to sacrifice him. Anxiety, fear, he had it. Maybe you can relate to that. Maybe God has led you to a place in which you have to sacrifice something for your family, for the dreams that you have, or your future, whatever it may be. Abraham had those trying moments, but you see, he could pull out his remote, his spiritual remote, so to speak, and he could just hit a button and be taken back to the promises and the covenant that God offered in Genesis chapter 15. Friends, this story is not about Abraham. It's about you. God has given you a remote. In the fear and anxiety that you have, in the wandering places that you have gone, that you can pull out and hit a button and go back to the sure promises and covenant that he has given to each one of you. And to make it sure, he has given his son Jesus. You see, Jesus is the promise. He's the better covenant than Abraham. Because through Jesus, you can know that God is personal. He's not detached and not off in another land, but he sent his only son to die for you so that you could know that he's not interested so much in what you can do for him. God's got everything. God's got all the money in the world. God's got all the land in the world. He doesn't need all that. God wants to be for you and love you through his son, Jesus. And you can also know that with promises and covenants, that Jesus made promises long before he ever asked you to do anything. Jesus made promises that you are his sheep, that you are his child. He loves you very much. And then finally, through Jesus, you know, God is promising that if you ever fail or fall or not live up to your end of the bargain, Jesus is the sign that God will be faithful to you to the very end, no matter what. And isn't that what Jesus' life was all about? Jesus, all the people around him failed to live in their end, failed to live up to their ends of the bargain, or the bargain that they offered Jesus. Peter, name all the disciples, they abandoned him. Jesus stayed faithful to the very end. So our text again this morning, Luke chapter 12. Do not be anxious about your life, what you eat, nor about your life, what you will put on. Sounds like easy words to hear and kind of put into our lives or read out of a book and say, I should do this. How do we know that we can live that way, Luke chapter 12? Well, it's because the very thing that happened to Abraham, a promise and a covenant, has been given to you through Jesus. You can count on it, you can bank on it, and you can know that God will be faithful to you to the very end. Amen. Let's pray about that this morning. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the example of Father Abraham, and we thank you, first of all, that he wasn't perfect, and he wandered, and that calms our hearts, Lord, to hear that, because we too wander. We too make choices that are not always the best, like Abraham, but Lord, we thank you, moreover, that you made promises and covenants with this man, Abraham, who is imperfect. And you didn't count on things that he would do for you, but you loved him and gave him grace and mercy throughout his life. Lord, we thank you that you do that very same thing with us through Jesus, your son. Lord, help us to hold on and to keep those spiritual remote controls close so that we can go back and remember the promises and the agreements and covenants you've made with us through Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.